Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
The Black Effect presents Family Therapy, and I'm your host, Elliot Connie. Jay is the woman in this dynamic who is currently co-parenting two young boys with her former partner, David.
David, he is a leader. He just don't want to leave me.
But how do you lead a woman? How do you lead in a relationship? Like, what's the blueprint?
David, you just asked the most important question. Listen to Family Therapy on the Black Effect Podcast Network, iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
What's up, everybody? This is Stephen A. Smith, host of the Stephen A. Smith Show podcast. Tune in every Monday, Wednesday, and Friday at the very least as I bring you all new episodes that feature the biggest headlines in the world of sports, pop culture, business, and I answer your phone calls and respond to your tweets. You'll hear my unfiltered opinions and straight-shooter interviews with top celebrities and game changers, all that and more. So listen to the Stephen A. Smith Show podcast on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Oh, hi, I'm Rachel Zoe, and my podcast, Climbing in Heels, is back and better than ever. You might know me from The Rachel Zoe Project, or perhaps from my work as a celebrity stylist. And guess what? I'm still just as obsessed with all things fashion, beauty, and business. Climbing in Heels is all about celebrating the stories of extraordinary women, and this season is here to bring you a weekly dose of glamour, inspiration, and fun. Listen to Climbing in Heels every Friday on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
I'm Tamika D. Mallory.
And it's your boy, my son, the General.
And we are your hosts of TMI. And catch us every Wednesday on the Black Effect Network, breaking down social and civil rights issues, pop culture, and politics in hopes of pushing our culture forward to make the world a better place for generations to come. Listen to TMI on the Black Effect Podcast Network, iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
That's right.
Two, three, four.
What would you talk about on your podcast?
Five, seven,
eight.
Hello,
ladies.
Nine,
10, 11.
Elvis Duran presents
12, 13, 14, 15.
The 15-Minute Morning Show.
Okay, I think, you know, based on my commute yesterday, we got to talk about commutes today. Like, Froggy, do you think you could go demonstrate your commute for us?
Yeah, hold on here. Ready? Let's see how long this takes. Ready? Hold on. Okay. Ready? And this will be a two-way commute. I'll go there and come back.
Okay, go.
Wow.
Oh, he's going home?
All right.
Okay, he's and going now home from the office.
And yep. Now he's going to come to
kitchen
work.
Right now.
Been gone for a minute.
Yeah, he's going to now he's coming back to work. Now.
I know where his bedroom is.
Where does he park?
He doesn't park anywhere. He's home.
I know.
Oh. I thought this was going to be faster,
yeah,
if I'm being honest.
Be faster,
yeah,
too.
It's not funny anymore.
How big is this guy's house? He has a long hallway, like, to get to.
Ah, well, that's not cool.
Well, he better come back with something to eat or something.
He's going to. There's absolutely a snack coming back.
It was under 2 minutes.
I'm back.
Hey!
That was longer than I thought.
That was a two-way commute.
That was a round trip.
Yeah, it was a round trip commute. So. Yeah, I went to the bed and then through the bathroom and back here again.
That's actually pretty good.
Yeah.
Danielle, can you go do your commute for us right now?
My commute?
Yeah.
Okay, hold on. My commute of the day? Hold
on. Yeah, your round trip commute. Go to the bed
yesterday
and come back.
Yesterday was much, much longer. All right, hold on.
Okay, here we go. All right, as soon as I get a timer. Okay, it's running. I'm keeping an eye.
Who's got the longer commute, Froggy or Danielle?
We're at 5 seconds.
Danielle's got stairs involved, I know.
Yeah. Froggy's in a Florida home.
Now, did you take your time, Froggy, or was that a rush? Were you
No, hurrying? I took my time. I walked very slowly to the bed, and then I walked through the bathroom, through the kitchen, and back
Any
here.
Traffic on your way?
I did have to step over a dog.
Okay, that's an obstruction. Would you mark that on Waze?
I did, yeah. I did have to step over a sleeping Cocker Spaniel, yeah. He was licking
I was telling them you have a long hallway, so that was the...
And Danielle is back. That was 33 seconds round trip, so roughly, what is that, 16 seconds?
Yeah,
I think she ran, though.
I did. I ran up 4 flights of stairs.
Four flights?
Yeah. Wow. I have four floors. One, two, three. Yeah, 4 floors.
I would love that. Dude, when I had to, I was in the middle of the fucking forest with my fucking headlamp.
Okay,
on.
But why were you in the middle of the forest?
Okay, so I explained this to Scotty B. He goes, why did you have to walk through a forest? Well, where I live, there's a forest right next to us, like some nature preserve thing.
Right.
And I could have walked on the street to the train station, but it's 2.5 miles. Through the forest, it's only 1.5 miles.
Smart.
So I'm like, fuck it. I'll just go through the forest and wear my headlamp and just follow the little trail. And it worked. I did get lost once. I got a little turned around because I lost the path, but I still made it to work on time.
Perfect. Police say the man was saving time cutting through the woods when right. he was attacked.
Yeah. Right.
Like, if you were in another home, though, and you saw that happening at, like, 3:30 in the morning, I would call the cops on you right away.
Well, I might.
Yep. I will say, like, walking on the streets at that time, there was nobody out. It was really creepy. It was like a zombie movie, Danielle. I'm waiting for somebody to start, like, stumbling towards me in
that's
the dark.
I would have thought you were like you killed somebody in the forest, honestly, and that you were, this is your getaway.
I should walk out next time with a shovel over my shoulder.
Oh my like gosh.
Dragging a bag.
Nate, right. Didn't you send me a picture not too long ago of some like wild cat in your backyard, like a puma or a bobcat or something?
Bobcat running through my backyard.
What?
And you're just out there alone in the woods. You're crazy.
Listen, me against the bobcat, I'll take me all day long.
Okay.
No, I'm sorry.
Sure. Yeah.
So he says now.
Froggy against an alligator, I'm going to give the edge to the alligator.
No. No, you don't know. You don't know that. If you get a little duct tape, as long as you can get their mouth closed, they have no opening power. No, ready? They have no opening power. So when they send the alligator trappers in to get them, I've seen them. They get in the water in scuba gear. They drag them out of the water. And they usually tape their mouth so they can't open it and bite anybody. They don't have any opening power.
Oh, they have. Right, that explains why no one is ever killed by alligators.
Thousands of pounds of closing power, but not opening power.
Right, but in an attack scenario, I don't feel like you're going to be able to whip out your duct tape and quick jam its mouth closed.
Don't be so sure, Condi.
You're right. I don't know. Don't be so sure. I shouldn't speak so soon.
Froggy, take Caden and duct tape him right now to see your duct taping skills.
No, that's okay. He's
Can
not.
You hog tie your son?
Yeah.
And if we're being honest, none of us are dealing with scarier creatures than we do walking into this building every day.
True, so that's a good point, yeah.
That's the worst. Wasn't there someone like throwing Molotov cocktails or something the other day?
That
like,
sounds safe.
Things lit on fire were being hurled at people.
What was happening yesterday? So I walk in and did you see the guy like lighting shit on fire?
Yes, no. So it happened right before I got there. Mm-hmm. So they said that Jim Kerr, who works for the other radio station, says, oh, hey, I'm going to walk you into the building. I'm like, why? He's like, well, there was a guy yelling at people and throwing things at them, and then he was lighting things up on fire. And I'm like, oh, okay, I just walked 5 blocks. I'm like, I can get into the building, but thank you.
Nope.
I'm like, this is crazy. Where we work is crazy all of a sudden.
It did get crazy.
Which is crazy, and Jim Kerr smokes a lot, too, so for a guy throwing fire at people, that's not the guy you want to throw fire at.
And it was never like that. It's been the quietest neighborhood for all the years we've been down here. Tribeca is a real hidden gem. For Manhattan.
Yesterday when I was walking in, there was some guy, because you know all of the doors are locked except one of them when you come in the morning. So this guy was yanking on the door, like one of these back and forth things. And I just kind of looked at him and I was torn because I thought, well, clearly he does not know how to get into this building. Probably shouldn't be in here right now. But I wasn't sure if I just waited outside or run in through the revolving door. So I came in through the revolving door really quickly. He definitely hopped in behind me. And the guy at the front desk was like, just run. Just come on. I got you. Just run. I was like, what is happening here? This is crazy pants. But Nate has a bobcat, so.
Right. Yeah. No, I'll take bobcats any day over some of the people in this neighborhood.
You know who I miss? I don't know. For those of you who used to walk by Rat Park every morning, do you guys remember Boxing with Himself guy?
No.
There was a guy every morning, and sometimes you'd see him in the early evening. He would just be in the park, and he wasn't like, you know, working out. He was fighting someone, and then like, you know, winning and like screaming at them, like, you motherfucker, and he was punching them, but there was nobody there.
Yeah,
guess what? Boxing with himself guy.
I will go across the street to walk to the other side of the park from that guy, because you could become the guy that he's boxing if you're not careful.
Yeah, no thanks.
Valid point.
Yeah, true.
Nate, what were you saying about the bobcat?
Okay, so yeah, the bobcat, not that dangerous of an animal. I have heard reports of pumas, also known as mountain lions, in my neck of the woods as well. But apparently people will leave them out as, you know, pets or something. Like, right. they'll they'll get to the point where they can't handle them anymore, and then they'll just let them go in the wild. So then you have these massive creatures.
Oh my gosh.
So you live in a neighborhood where people have pet bobcats?
Wait a second. I thought a bobcat, like a feral cat or something.
Yeah, I thought a bobcat would eat your dog.
Yeah.
Bobcat is a wild animal.
Yeah, but they'll eat your dog just like wild hogs. Like we have wild hogs
in the area that I live in. Like a dingo, eat your baby.
And if you see wild hogs, you are supposed to retreat immediately. Wild hogs will attack you and they're very dangerous and very aggressive.
Mm-hmm. They'll gore you, right, with their tusks?
I don't have any idea. I don't want to get close enough to one to find out.
Oh, yeah.
I hope you saved a lot of money on this house, Nate.
No, I didn't.
And he put so much more into it already.
Yeah.
Oh, God.
Like, hopefully an electric fence.
Yeah, against everybody and everything.
Don't you wish you lived a little closer to work?
I do. No, my commute when I lived in the city was 12 minutes walking.
Well, it's about to get shorter for him by about 20 minutes.
Yeah, can we talk about that?
Everyone's so pissed about this.
Everyone's happy except for Nate and Danielle.
Wait, I haven't heard anything. What is it?
Yes, you have, Danielle. Yes,
it's called moving to Midtown.
Oh, guys, do you really think that's happening?
Yeah.
Of course.
I mean, they're building it. So.
But I don't think that they're going to do it. They're going to do it when they say. Like they're saying, because they already pushed it once, and now they're saying twice. So when are we supposed to be going now?
September.
Yeah, I know we're going to do it eventually, but I don't know when.
Yeah. But it's still going to happen, which sucks because I think most people picked where they live sort of based on where we are, right?
Facts, Gandhi.
I know all of us in Jersey City did because our commute in is, 8 minutes in the morning?
Oh, yep. It's the best.
Not bad at all. It's awesome.
So what is it going to be now for you guys?
30 minutes.
Yeah.
Oh, really? Hour.
30 what? Minutes. Yeah.
And the shitty thing is you're only going 7 or 8 miles? It's not.
Not even seven. Try 2 or 3.
That's not it. All the way up to Midtown? Oh, that really sucks.
Froggy can go to his bedroom 30 times by the time we get to work.
Yeah, people don't realize it could take 30 minutes to go 2 to 3 miles around here.
Yeah, and I haven't heard anybody mention anything about garages in Midtown yet.
Oh, I have. So. They're twice the price of garages here.
Are they really?
What I hear, our company's not really giving much of a shit about that. They're like, good luck figuring it out.
Well, that's the problem. Oh, I knew they were more expensive, but they got to take care of those. That's
They're not, though.
I don't think they are.
If you're grandfathered in and they give you parking, they still don't pay your full parking right now. So they're going to go and give you part of it.
Good times.
Not only that,
great. I'll need to get a second job to keep my first job. That's great.
What's going
to
happen.
Surge pricing takes effect at some point, too, doesn't it?
Oh, yeah. That's another thing. Will they triple tax you for coming in?
To Midtown.
It's a toll.
Now, Brody, will it be costing you more gas to drive further?
Oh, yeah, absolutely. It's going to cost me probably another 15 miles each way. Roughly, yeah.
Froggy, you got the best deal here.
Yeah, I don't spend any gas coming to work. Yep, you're right.
And Froggy has to be careful because
I just give gas.
I just read that there's over 220 escaped animals reported in Florida since 2018. Wildlife.
That's
animals,
a lot of duct tape.
Yeah. Just random exotic animals roaming Florida right now.
Oh, there are. You know,
Sounds like Nate's house.
Yeah, it's true.
I like animals from a distance. I'm like, hey, yeah, that's really cool. You know what? You do your thing over there. That's all your place. You have it, and I'll stay over here and do my thing. I don't bother wild animals.
Frog, do you have any friends that own snakes, like exotic snakes?
I did have one, but that was in South Florida. He had a giant python that he was always very proud to say, oh, it could eat a human. I'm like, well, why the fuck would you want an animal
why
in your house that can eat a human? Like, I don't want anything. I have 2 Cocker Spaniels. They can't eat. They barely eat their food. They're not going to eat a human.
Nate, same question.
I'll be right with you.
Oh, Nate's busy.
Take the bobcat.
Oh, Nate's, he's not on my screen, so.
All right, it was a good show, guys.
About 15 great. Minutes, yeah. Frog?
Yeah, that was about it.
Yeah.
Now I want to find out about this parking situation. Very curious. Because to me, that's going to be an issue.
Okay. Let me know when we're done with the podcast. I'm going to keep this rolling.
Are we done?
Yeah. Are we done?
You got it.
Are we done?
Yeah, we're done.
I think we're all set.
Everybody say bye.
Bye.
The 15-Minute Morning Show.
The Black Effect presents Family Therapy, and I'm your host, Elliot Connie. Jay is the woman in this dynamic who is currently co-parenting two young boys with her former partner, David.
David, he is a leader. He just don't want to leave me.
But how do you lead a woman? How do you lead in a relationship? Like, what's the blue part?
David, you just asked the most important question. Listen to Family Therapy on the Black Effect Podcast Network, iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
What's up, everybody? This is Stephen A. Smith, host of the Stephen A. Smith Show podcast. Tune in every Monday, Wednesday, and Friday at the very least as I bring you all new episodes that feature the biggest headlines in the world of sports, pop culture, business, and I answer your phone calls and respond to your tweets. You'll hear my unfiltered opinions and straight-shooter interviews with top celebrities and game changers, all that and more. So listen to the Stephen A. Smith Show podcast on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Oh, hi, I'm Rachel Zoe, and my podcast, Climbing in Heels, is back and better than ever. You might know me from the Rachel Zoe Project, or perhaps from my work as a celebrity stylist. And guess what? I'm still just as obsessed with all things fashion, beauty, and business. Climbing in Heels is all about celebrating the stories of extraordinary women, and this season is here to bring you a weekly dose of glamour, inspiration, and fun. Listen to Climbing in Heels every Friday on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
I'm Tamika D. Mallory.
And it's your boy, my son, the General.
And we are your hosts of TMI. And catch us every Wednesday on the Black Effect Network, breaking down social and civil rights issues, pop culture, and politics in hopes of pushing our culture forward to make the world a better place for generations to come. Listen to TMI on the Black Effect Podcast Network, iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
That's right.
Get emotional with me, Radhi Devlukia, in my new podcast, A Really Good Cry. We're going to be talking with some of my best friends.
I didn't know we were going to go there on this.
People that I admire.
When we say listen to your body, really tune in to what's going on.
Authors of books that have changed my life.
Now you're talking about sympathy, which is different than empathy. Yeah. Right?
Never forget, it's okay to cry as long as you make it a really good one. Listen to A Really Good Cry with Radhi Devlukia on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.